Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Iran will triumph over America through a khilafah, caliphate, on the method of prophethood, not by recycling the democratic system. Iran's interim leadership council appointed Mujtaba Khamenei, son of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, as the new supreme leader by a majority vote of the Assembly of Experts. This came after his father's assassination on February 28. The Revolutionary Guard and the armed forces declared their allegiance to the new leader, while U.S. President Donald Trump rejected his selection and threatened American intervention. Trump stated on Friday, 6 March, that he wanted to be personally involved in choosing the next Iranian supreme leader, considering the possibility of Mujtaba Khamenei succeeding his father an unacceptable outcome. The Iranian regime's insistence on preserving the democratic republican system and maintaining the rule of the mullahs will not rescue Iran from its crisis, nor will it enable it to triumph over the head of disbelief, America. However, if Iran were to adopt the khilafah, caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, and it is the Sharia obligation that preserves Sharia obligations, it would be able to achieve victory over America for several reasons, including 1. The Khilafah system is the only form of government in Islam. Through it, ruling governance is by all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. It is the system of Sharia obligation that preserves Sharia obligations, and it is the Sharia system through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant victory to over his enemies. It was narrated on the authority of Abu Hazm that he said, I sat with Abu Huraira for 5 years, and I heard him narrate on the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, "كانت بنو إسرائيل تسوسهم الأنبياء كلما هلك نبي خلفه نبي وإنه لا نبي بعدي وسيكون خلفاء فيكثرون." Banu Israel had their affairs cared for by the prophets, alayhim salam. Whenever a prophet, alayhim salam, died, another succeeded him. There will be no prophet after me, but there will be khulafa, caliphs, and they will be many. They asked, فَمَا تَأْمُرُنَا, what do you command us to do? He said, فُو بِبَيْعَةِ الْأَوَّلِ فَالْأَوَّلِ أَعْطُوهُمْ حَقَّهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَائِلُهُمْ عَمَّا اسْتَرْعَاهُمْ. Fulfill the pledge of allegiance to the first one, then the next, and give them their due, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question them about what he entrusted to their care. Narrated by Muslim. 2. A democratic system is not a Sharia system, even if it is led by an alim, faqih, or memorizer of the Quran, and even if the democratic republic is called Islamic. The true measure of a system lies in its rulings, laws, and constitution. If these are derived from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is an Islamic system. If not, then it has no basis within the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A democratic republican system is one form of secular governance that separates deen from the state. It is based on the principle of, quote, government of the people, by the people, for the people, with separation of executive, president or cabinet, legislative, parliament, and judicial powers. The Constitution defines the powers of each branch and its term of office. 3. Indeed, those who memorize the Quran, wear beards, and wear turbans have risen to positions of power in secular regimes in Iran, Egypt, Turkey, and Pakistan. However, Islam has not come to power with them, nor has the verse, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ فَاحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. And we have revealed to you the book in truth, confirming that which preceded it of the scripture and as a criterion over it. So judge between them by what Allah has revealed. Al-Ma'idah 48, been implemented. Despite the rise to power of Erdogan and Nesmetin Erbakan before him, both memorizers of the Quran, and Erdogan being known for his Quranic recitation, Turkey has remained a secular, tyrannist, Kemalist, democratic republic and a key member of the global crusader alliance called NATO. The rise to power of Al-Jolani, the bearded Quran reciter, did not change the democratic republican system of government in Syria. In fact, even the name of the regime remained unchanged, not even being changed from Democratic Republic to Islamic. For example, nor did al-Julani adopt the banner of the Uqab in the flag of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he had used before reaching the presidential palace ruled by his Alawite predecessor, Bashar al-Assad. Similarly, Mursi, also a Quran reciter, rose to power in Egypt, but his first act was to swear a solemn oath before millions to uphold the secular democratic republican system and the 1973 Egyptian constitution. He then proceeded to implement his oath, and so the Quran reciter ascended to power, but the Quran did not ascend with him. The same applies to Field Marshal Asim Munir, commander of the most powerful army in the Muslim world, the Pakistani nuclear weapons wielding armed forces, who is nicknamed Hafiz, meaning the memorizer of the Quran. However, his memorization of the Quran did not motivate him to act upon any of its verses concerning jihad. He did not support Muslims or Islam. Instead, Asim Munir abandoned the oppressed who sought his help in Gaza, just as he abandoned the people of Kashmir, who have been occupied by Hindus for decades. He carried out American orders to pursue and kill Mujahideen wherever they were or in hiding. 4. The ongoing war between Iran, America, and the Jewish entity has confirmed that the American Jewish front is weaker than many had imagined. The war, which the America believed would be limited to a military operation to topple the regime and install a replacement, as it did in Venezuela, has turned out to be a war that shows no signs of ending soon, nor as America planned or hoped. However, what, on the other hand, are the limits of the Iranian regime's aspirations? Nothing more than a ceasefire and a return to square one, new negotiations, and the stripping of the country's power, including its nuclear program and strategic weapons. America will continue to lie in wait for the regime and work to weaken it until it falls into the trap of complete subservience, thus achieving at the negotiating table what it has always failed to achieve on the battlefield. 5. Changing the democratic republican system in Iran to a khilafah is the only way for the Islamic Ummah, including Iran, to achieve victory over America. The Khilafah will rule by all that Allah has revealed, open borders with all Muslim countries, especially those nearby, and call for unification among them, as well as a general mobilization for jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against America and the Jewish state. With its Khilafah, the Ummah will become a formidable power, easily capable of sinking America's fleets at sea and forcing it into isolation across the oceans that separate it, especially after its European allies in the Western Crusader Alliance abandon it. At that point, the Khilafah will stand alone on the international stage, governing the Muslim world according to the Sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establishing true dominance over the entire world. Without this option, the Iranian government will not be able to emerge victorious from this war while the Ummah's fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise his kalima as the highest is the only guarantee of achieving the victory that will heal the hearts of a believing people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَيُخْزِهِمْ وَيَنْصُرُكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fight them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them by your hands and disgrace them and give you victory over them and heal the hearts of a believing people. At-Tawbah 14. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.